Buenos días, good morning, bonjour, guten Morgen. I'm so happy to see brave colleagues standing here early in Sunday morning. This is remarkable. I thought I was going to be alone. Yeah. Woo. Okay, I have to read a text that I have to... It's a formality. Dear members, thank you for your attention. We are about to start the agenda item 8 of the schedule. The GAC Non-Com Working Group session is scheduled at 8:30 on Sunday, 11 March, for 60 minutes. Please remember, when you're called upon, state your name and affiliation for transcript purposes. So this is a formality. Thank you very much for being with me this morning. Hola a las intérpretes. Hello to the interpreters. Thank you for being with us. Always helping us. You know I love you, all of you. So, I have a proposal for this session. I have prepared a very, very short PowerPoint because I know there are new colleagues in the room, in the group, and also for those who want to review the recording of the session, or for those of you who are following remotely, just a brief reminder of what is the non-com, what's the role of the non-com, and why we have this space for participation and dialogue, which is this working group that reviews the participation of GAC and the non-com. And then I would like to show you a very short document that we have been working for a while. It's a very short Word document that hopefully in this meeting or in the near future we agree in a version to share with the whole GAC. So if addressed and supported by the GAC, we can send it to the non-com. And I will explain briefly in a moment what is the text about. So first a brief presentation or an exchange of ideas, what's the role of the non-com, and then we go to the document. If that's a good proposal, I will go ahead. And if you have other ideas, please let me know. I see you all agree with me. I see nobody complaining. Okay, so for those familiar with the ICANN, maybe you already know what the non-com is. For those who are new to the process, remember that the non-com is a group of members of the ICANN community, selected from the different supporting organizations and advisory committees. This is representatives from the GNSO, from the CCNSO, from the ALAC, from the RSSR and the SSR, and also the GAC. This group of experts or members of the community have the role of selecting members from the community to participate in leadership roles in ICANN. So the non-com has the important role of selecting half of the board, not all at the same time, that they go into different times in the year, but half of the board is selected by this group of members of the community, by the non-com. Three members of the GNSO, three members of the CCNSO, and three members of the ALAC. This doesn't happen with the GAC because the GAC members, as you know, are appointed by the respective governments that participate in the GAC. I have to change the slide. No. Where should I point? Hey, yeah. So, how is the non-com composed? It's 15 voting members and 3 non-voting members. It's already, okay? It's the other one. It's always the other way.
There you go.
Oh, thank you so much. I cannot do 2 things at the same time. I just can't talk and I cannot check my computer. It's the age. And so the present composition of the non-com is 15 members, 7 appointed by the GNSO, 5 appointed by the ALAC, 1 appointed by the CCNSO, 1 appointed by the ASO, and 1 appointed by the IETF. And it has 3 non-voting members, 1 GAC, 1 non-voting from the SSAC, and 1 from the RSSAC. And it has 1 non-voting chair, 1 non-voting chair-elect, which is the chair that will be chaired the next period, and 1 non-voting associate chair, which I think is the past chair. So the GAC has a non-voting seat that hasn't been, there was a GAC appointed member several years ago. For some reason, the GAC stopped doing that. There are different reasons for that, and the different GAC members have different views on that. So there is no agreement so far to reappoint a GAC non-voting representative in the NONCOM. This is one of the things we have been reviewing at this working group, but this is something that we are not going to talk about this morning. We may restart that discussion in the future. What we have agreed in the group so far is to give the NONCOM some criteria for them to have in mind when selecting those leadership members of the board and the CCNSO and the GNSO and the ALAC. So this is the document that I want to review with you. So what's the idea? Is that the GAC sent to the NONCOM this criteria for them to have in mind when selecting these leadership positions. It's not an direct involvement of the GAC within the group, even using that non-voting seat, but giving them some guidance when selecting these leadership positions. The document is very short. We have been working with it for a while. So the proposing working method is that I will show the text on the screen and then I will show the document on the screen so we may go and review it in detail and make edits online if you think that's a good way forward. Some members of the NONCOM came to me during the Abu Dhabi meeting and they surprised me because they told me that this document could be very useful for them because that would be useful guidance for them to have in mind when selecting the leadership position. So let's have that in mind, that it's not only an idea that came from us, from the working group, but also it's something that the community may find useful. Comments, questions? Nada? Okay. I'll read it. So the following slides is the text that I copy-pasted in a PowerPoint, and then the same text I will show the Word document, so we can maybe go and edit it. So I will read it. So the GAC is of the view that the ICANN board, and so the first, the document's criteria for GAC to use in or submit to NONCOM for selecting these leadership positions. So I will read what it's in the screen. The GAC is of the view that the ICANN board should include collectively among its membership members who have the following qualifications and attributes. The personal qualities and experience identified by the ICANN board in its advice to the NONCOM of March 2017. And the reason for that, the rationale is, it is a matter of good public policy that ICANN operate efficiently and effectively. The criteria identified by the board appears to be a reasonable set of operational requirements for this purpose. This is a reference to advice given from the board to the NONCOM, and the group thought that it was a good idea to reinforce this advice sent from the board to the NONCOM. We may open the link, but I think we all agreed before that this was okay for the GAC endorsing the recommendations from the board to the NONCOM. Then, if we have time, we can open the link and see that, but it's quite clear. So I will go to the next one. This is our text. Experience of working with or in the public sector, including with national or local government, public authorities, or intergovernmental bodies. So this means that the GAC would see convenient to have some members selected by the NONCOM that have this experience in working with the public sector, national or local governments, public authorities, or intergovernmental bodies. The rationale for that is experience in working or interacting with governments would ensure a good understanding by the board of GAC input, which represents the view of concerned interested governments and intergovernmental bodies. So the rationale is have members of the board and other leadership positions that have experience not only from the private sector related with internet and coordination of the internet, but also in public sector experience. I'll read all the text and then we go to the ward and we can exchange some views on it. The other criteria is an understanding and appreciation of advancing the public interest through building partnerships and consensus. The rationale for this is experience with public-private partnerships and or multi-stakeholder processes with track record in developing a consultative approach and a focus on what is both possible and workable would ensure, this is a text that we have to finish. So the rationale for this is not only experience in the public sector, but could be advisable to have someone with experience in building consensus and being accustomed to work in a multi-stakeholder environment, which is sometimes not so frequent. So that's something that we found useful. And this is a text that we have to finish if we have the time. And there are also comments in the Word document. And I think this is the last one. Experience in the multicultural setting and understanding of the value and importance of diversity for ICANN as a global coordinator of the domain name system. The rationale for this is gender and linguistic diversity are legitimate public policy goals, especially when it comes to a global organization that strives to be inclusive. This is the comment from the Word document. I will read it afterwards. So these are comments from the Word document that I copy-pasted. So this is, you see, it's a very short document. I will go to the Word document and review in detail with you, if you allow me. Stop sharing. A ver. Julia, I need you. She comes and she knows everything. I want to show the Word documents. We can directly work on it. Should I open here? Share my screen. And compartir. The Word. Yeah. Okay. This is the document. We have been working in this document for a while. Unfortunately, during the Abu Dhabi, you don't see nothing there, or you do? Ah, yeah, you do. During the Abu Dhabi meeting, this session collapsed with other session that so we suspended it, and we couldn't meet as a working group during the intersessional time in between meetings because all of us were very busy. And we couldn't find a good date and time for us to meet. So we are restarting our work, working with this document. The first part of it is just a reference to advice from the board to the non-com. I think that it's okay to include it, unless you have any comments. We can open the link in the bottom of the document afterwards if you want to review it or you can check it. I send the document to you. Maybe I can open it now. Let's see. Yes, it opens. So this is a guidance from the board to the nomination committee. And we thought it was okay to include it because we thought it was a good guidance. If you want me to go through the document, I think it's quite self-explanatory, and if you allow me, I would move into the part of the document that we have produced apart from this reference. So if you want to review this link after, that would be okay. Now I lost my document. This. Here. Oh my God, I lost it. Here. Yes. Okay, so let's go to our text, which is this one. Experience of working with or in the public sector, including with national or local government, public authorities, or intergovernmental bodies. Do you have any comments? Do you have any additions? Do you want to delete it, modify it? Do you think it's okay or not? We have time. You see that it makes reference to public sector in general, national, local government. Local government is fine, and also there is this reference to the international experience and availability to work in an international environment, which I think it's important. So both are included in the document. So I think that one complements the other one. Do you think that's a good text? Just reading the first part, the one that it's in bold. Experience, or maybe I can put it bigger. Can you see it there? Experience of working with, and please, English is not my first language. I'm still learning Spanish, so if you think that the English can be enhanced, apart from the fact that the content itself, please let me know. Experience of working with or in the public sector, including with national or local government, public authorities, or intergovernmental bodies. Nigel?
Yes, good morning, Nigel Casimirzi, to you. The word with after including is not required because it's one continuous sentence. So is experience of working with or in the public sector, including
wait, national
or local government?
No, you said another with. Experience of working
with or in the public sector.
So your suggestion is?
No. I'm saying all that needs to be done is this: the word with after, that comes after including.
Delete it.
The word with that comes after including is not required.
So that including national, okay?
Yes.
Thank you for the good English. So for the moment we have this change, experience of working with or in the public sector, including national or local government, public authorities, or intergovernmental bodies. Any comments to Nigel's suggestion? Nada. Jorge.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Olga.
You're a multilingual guy, so tell me.
Well, my English isn't that good either. But in the rationale, I think that would ensure is a bit strong. We cannot be sure if it would be ensuring the good understanding. It would contribute to a better understanding, perhaps contribute.
So experiencing working or interacting with governments would? What did you say?
Would contribute to?
To a good understanding by the board of GAC input, which represents the view of concerned interest governments and intergovernmental bodies. Thank you, Jorge.
Thank
so your English is good. All Swiss people speak many languages. I envy you. Comments to Jorge's suggestion? So I will read again the full paragraph with the rationale. Experience of working with or in the public sector, including national or local government, public authorities, or intergovernmental bodies. The rationale is experience in working or interacting with governments would contribute to a good understanding by the board of GAC input, which represents the view of concerned interested governments and intergovernmental bodies. Comments? I don't remember your name. I'm so sorry. Please state your name so I can remember it.
Good morning. It's Paul Blaker from the UK. We'd like to suggest in the rationale, it should say experience in working or interacting with governments or public authorities, because the criteria is about both government and public authorities, so the rationale should be consistent with that. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul, and apologies for not remembering your name. We have had Mark so many years, and welcome to the group. Thank you for your comments. Is the suggestion made by Paul acceptable? I'll read it again. Experience in working or interacting with governments or public authorities would contribute. That's a good addition, because maybe you didn't work with governments, but you contribute with the work of public authorities, would contribute to a good understanding by the board of GAC input, which represents the view of concerned interested governments and intergovernmental bodies. Further comments, further additions, deletes, suggestions. Okay, I see none, so let's go to the third paragraph. It has comments from previous versions to the right side. I don't know if you can see them very well. I think that's better. Yep. So it says, an understanding and appreciation of advancing the public interest through building partnerships and consensus. This took a while and it has been modified several times. There was a suggestion made in the last meeting by Manal that we had to review the text as before, so it has been changed. And the rationale for it is experience with public-private partnerships and or multi-stakeholder processes with track record in developing a consultative approach and a focus on what is both possible and workable. And we wanted to include something more that would ensure something as part of the rationale. So the idea of this part of the text is this candidate should not only have experience in the public sector, but should have experience in working in a multi-stakeholder environment, so, which is sometimes different from what the governments and governmental people do. So we thought that this was important for the ACAN environment. And this is still a text in brackets, so your comments, suggestions are welcome. The rationale was not finished because we thought the last time we reviewed it that it needed like a reason for what would be, why this would be needed, would ensure what. A good understanding of a multi-stakeholder environment, a good understanding of a multi-sectorial work or something like that. I think we have to add something at the end that was required. And I have a comment from Manal from the last time we reviewed the text, and it says, I'm afraid it still doesn't provide the rationale. I believe the rationale should basically answer why this criteria is important. So we can either say that that this would ensure as suggested in track changes, or redraft the whole sentence to answer the question why this criteria is important. So I think this has been one of the paragraph that took us more time, and as you can see, we haven't finished it, so this is a good opportunity for inputs from you. Let's go to the first sentence first. An understanding and appreciation of advancing the public interest through building partnerships and consensus. Does it make sense? Okay, I see no comments, so I think it makes sense. Let's go to the rationale, and I need your help here. Experience with public-private partnerships and or multi-stakeholder processes. with track record of developing a consultative approach and a focus of what is both possible and workable. I think we're missing a word there. That would ensure something like that. That would ensure what? A good dialogue in between the stakeholders, a good outcome of the discussion, suggestions, comments. I will draft something here, and then you tell me if that would make sense. I'm just guessing some text that we can add, but please let me know if you have other suggestions. One idea would be that it would ensure a reasonable dialogue among stakeholders and perhaps outcome. I don't think we have to mention outcome. And successful. I would stop there. That's my suggestion. That would ensure a reasonable dialogue among stakeholders. I wouldn't mention outcomes or anything. Would that work? Can you see it there? Yeah. Paul, I see you're looking at the text. You speak English. I mean, you're the best reference for us. Oh, United States also, and also Caribbean friends, and also Australian friends. Nigel?
Resolution. Am I right to think that we're looking at the useful attributes of a NOMCOM member from the GAC, right? So, and
no, sorry. We are looking at attributes that NOMCOM should have when selecting members for the board, when selected members for the CCNSO, when selected members for them, especially for the board. So that's a, okay. That's a criteria that when they have the pool of candidates, they can perhaps have in mind that some people with some public experience would be good to have in the board, to understanding the concerns that governments bring to the discussion. Is that
right?
Clear?
Okay, I think I'd pick up, I think it was Jorge's earlier comment about the word ensure. I think if we have the correct attributes in the room, what it would tend to do is facilitate successful resolution of matters before the before the NOMCOM, maybe. Facilitate successful resolution of matters before the NOMCOM.
Like this? Let's see. But what would you include this text?
Instead of ensure a reasonable dialogue among stakeholders, it would say that would facilitate successful resolution of matters before the NOMCOM.
I don't understand what before the NOMCOM means. Can you clarify that to me?
Before NOMCOM means being considered by the NOMCOM.
Oh, thank you. So it's my limited English. Thank you. So let's see the suggestion made by Nigel. Thank you very much, Nigel. Experience with public-private partnerships and or multi-stakeholder processes with track record in developing a consultative approach and the focus on what is both possible and workable
would facilitate. No, wait. No. The what is possible and... Well, I didn't make a comment about the what is possible and workable. The text I'm suggesting is would facilitate...
What facilitate?
Would, W-O-U-L-D? No, not there. After the word workable.
Yeah, what facilitate... Would.
Would facilitate...
Yeah.
No S on the facilitates, yep. Right? Would facilitate successful resolution.
Yeah.
Of matters, if take off before and put being considered by.
Well, it would make it easier.
Okay, read it again. Experience with public-private partnerships and or multi-stakeholder processes with track record in developing a consultative approach and a focus on what is both possible and workable would facilitate successful resolution that matters being considered by the non-com. I think we're missing something here in between workable and would, like that, or... But, yes, Nigel.
On this screen, you have, after the word resolution, you have that matters. It's not that, it's of matters. Instead of the word that, it is...
Wait, I cannot see. Experience, there's a whole track records and developments and approach. What is both possible and work of it? Here.
Go on.
Go on.
Would facilitate successful resolution. Of
matters being considered by the non-com.
Correct.
Comments. Thank you very much, Nigel, for your... yes, Par.
Perhaps the word, instead of successful, use constructive.
I like that approach. Constructive resolution instead of successful, would that be a good change? So we have two options here. I'll read it again. Experience with public-private partnerships and or multi-stakeholder processes with track record in developing a consultative approach and a focus on what is both possible and workable would facilitate constructive or successful, or both, resolution of matters being considered by the non-com.
Constructive?
We prefer constructive instead of successful?
Constructive.
Or?
There's an A.
Where?
Here? Facilitate a constructive.
Sorry. A constructive, should we keep successful or we delete it or put or successful?
May I say something?
Sure.
Who was that? Here.
Oh, yeah.
On your left side.
Yes. Oh, sorry.
Sorry to recap.
No problem.
I think the first sentence is an understanding and appreciation of advancing the public interest through building partnership and consensus. This is the guideline for NOMCOM.
Yeah.
And rational is basically the region we are putting this guideline. Is that correct?
Yes.
Right? When we have a region to justify the above point, then the last line which we are writing does not seem to be fit. It is not the region. This cannot be the reason for justifying this. We are not writing this point for NOMCOM to justify how NOMCOM is going to be facilitated. What we are asking is ensuring a duty on NOMCOM that this is a guideline you must follow. And in that guideline, in this last line would have been when we have been selecting a NOMCOM members, and then NOMCOM members can be facilitated to select a right member among the NOMCOM members. I think then this line would have been very appropriate. Here we are ensuring the first line, which means public interest through building partnerships and consensus. Why we need that guidance? The rationale must justify that. And the last line justifies facilitating the NOMCOM decision making, not justifying the point. We are digressing, it looks to me. Thank you.
Thank you, and I tend to agree with your comment. So you would suggest to delete the last part of the text, of the rationale?
Yes, it looks to me we are digressing from the rational perspective itself.
So would you say like this?
So I would consider the rationale as experience with public-private partnership and or multi-cluster process with track record in developing a consultative approach. That's all.
So that's your suggestion?
That's it. That's the rationale.
Let me put it there. So, can you remind me your name?
Ajay.
Ajay is suggesting making it simpler, a shorter text for the rationale. Experience with public-private partnerships and all multi-stakeholder processes with track record in developing a consultative approach. What was said before, if you read the comments on the left side, is that the rationale needed like why we need that. So this is why this text was added, like would facilitate constructive assessment for the resolution of matters. This is why this text has been suggested to be added before. So this is why the text got more complex. Because if we make it shorter, we're somehow repeating what it's about. So if we only say experience with public-private partnerships and our multi-stakeholder processes with track record and development and consultative approach is the same, almost the same that it's above. So the rationale doesn't add a lot of concept. So why? That's what the rationale should bring. This is why we have added text. But I see your point. It's quite interesting why this text it's always so complicated to be defined. We have been working with it for a while. Let me check if I can make a suggestion. I think that this, I don't know if you agree, this part that it, I think it makes things complicated. Focus on what is both possible and workable. I think it doesn't add much value. Because what is possible or workable, it depends on each case. So I don't think it's worth having it there. And I think it makes it complicated. But that's my opinion. And then would facilitate a constructive successful resolution of matters. Um, So, until approach, we're okay with that. Experience with public, private partnership and our multi-stakeholder processes with track record in developing a consultative approach. That's okay for everyone? Nigel?
It doesn't say why.
That's a point.
Yeah, so
that's a point.
It's not a rationale. It doesn't say why.
Exactly. The rationale has to explain why we need that. So until approach, I think it's a similar concept that it's about.
So if I may add the last why.
Yes.
So that may, and then Nigel and everybody else can correct it.
Let's put it here.
So after the approach.
Yeah.
As I can board member is required to understand public-private partnership while dealing with policies and government sector.
I will take out the...
Maybe we can deconstruct it now.
Let me take this out because it doesn't read well. There. As I can board member is, I would say, remember that this is not only for board members, it's also for GNSOs, CNSO, and ELAC members.
So we can say leadership position.
Approach is required. Which is required to understand public-private partnership while dealing with policies and government sector. That's one option. The other is what we had before. Let's take the underline. So this is one option. The other is, and the focus on what is both possible and workable would facilitate a constructive, successful resolution of matters being considered by the non-com. I still have a problem with that part of the text. I would stop it at of matters, yeah. I would separate it. So we have like three pieces of text. Yes, please, I cannot recall your name. Can you state your name, please?
Yeah. My name is Ms. Tura from Nigeria, for the record.
Ms. Tura, welcome. And what is your comment?
Yes, please. I think I still prefer the first text, which says experience with public-private partnerships and or multi-stakeholder processes with track record in developing a consultative approach that would facilitate a constructive or successful resolution of matters. I think it works better for me like that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So this new text, this one, oops. So let me get your comment. So you're okay with the focus what is possible and workable would facilitate a constructive, successful resolution of matters? That's okay with you?
After the approach, then that will be before the wood down there. That would facilitate a constructive, successful resolution of matters.
Oh, that's a new one. Wait, that, and then this one. Okay.
Yes, please. Thank you.
No, thanks to you. So that's one suggestion. Approach that would facilitate a constructive, successful resolution of matters. The other option is which is required to understand public-private partnership while dealing with policies and government sector. That's another option. And another option is and a focus on what is both possible and workable would facilitate a constructive, successful resolution of matters. And we have an addition suggested by Nigel at the end being considered by the non-com. So we are adding more and more text. I would go for something not so long and complicated. I like this approach that would facilitate constructive, successful resolution of matters. But depends on you. I'm in your hands. Nigel.
I agree. That would facilitate constructive, successful resolution of matters.
That's a simple one. So, other comments? I will read again. The rationale would be experience with public, private, this is difficult, public-private partnerships and or multi-stakeholder processes with track record in developing a consultative approach. Do we need that or not? Would facilitate a constructive success and we may say, and successful resolution of matters. Do we need that or no? We don't. Would that work? The shorter version. Okay? The colleague in... Would that work?
We can even remove this word successful.
Yeah, I think that's okay because you never know if it will be successful or
exactly.
not. But that's something that it's not in our hands.
Constructive resolution of matters makes sense now.
Yeah. So that shorter version would work.
Yep.
Jorge, Paul, United States. Okay. Okay. Yes. Par.
Shouldn't it be should, not would?
I leave it in the hands of the English-speaking friends. My English is not so good. What would?
So I would agree with maybe would is a little harder kind
should?
Of commitment to resolve. Should is advisory. There's a basic difference.
English-speaking friends, what do you think? Should or would?
Actually, you may put a word may.
May, should, or would? Paul?
Thank you. I was going to suggest can, just to okay. make it more complicated. But there are many people here who speak English better than me. So
That's not me.
I had a different point to make, which, okay. again, is about ensuring that the criteria is consistent with the rationale. And the criteria says understanding and appreciation of. But the rationale says experience. So I would suggest changing experience with to understanding and appreciation of. And then the two are consistent. Thank you.
So that they capture your idea. That's your suggestion? So it would read understanding and appreciation of public-private partnerships and or multi-stakeholder processes with track record in developing a consultative approach would, should, or can facilitate a constructive resolution of matters. Would that be okay? Is that accepted by the first part of the paragraph? Okay, so I will delete this. And it's okay if I take this with, right? And would, should, or can? I think the can makes it more straightforward for my ears that mainly speak Spanish, but... if I hear it, I think can is, it's kind of more easy going. Would that work? Nigel? Okay. So, understanding and appreciation of public-private partnerships and or multi-stakeholder processes with track record in developing a consultative approach can facilitate a constructive resolution of matters. Is that okay? Paul says yes. Nigel is nodding. Other colleagues... I take silence as a yes. Okay. Okay, so I will delete this because it's not relevant anymore. Okay. And let's move to the last part of the text.
which is shorter than it looks, experience in the multicultural setting an understanding of the value and importance of diversity for ICANN as a global coordination of the domain name system. Coordinator. And the rationale is gender and linguistic diversity are legitimate public policy goals, especially when it comes to a global organization that strives to be inclusive. Comments about the first sentence. Experience in the multicultural, we have like 8 minutes. Experience in the multicultural setting and understanding of the value and importance of diversity for ICANN as a global coordinator of the domain name system. I see no comments. I will take silence as agreement. Let's go to the rationale. I think the rationale needs something more. It's like it's not a rationale, it's like an explanation. Gender and linguistic diversity are legitimate public policy goals, especially when it comes to a global organization that strives to be inclusive. Bernadette?
Right, Bernadette Lewis. Diversity is very broad, and the rationale begins by restricting it to gender and linguistics. Diversity is much broader than those two specific areas.
So that's your suggestion. So it would read gender and linguistics. Oh, it's already there, so sorry. Gender and linguistic are legitimate public policy goals. Is that okay? Legitimate public policy goals? Is gender and linguistic public policy goals? Especially when it comes to global organization. I think that the diversity words goes for the gender and linguistic. Yes, Bernadette, go ahead, please. I'm just reading the text.
Gender diversity is not restricted to gender and linguistics. You have things like geographical diversity, people coming from different parts of the world, cultural diversity. Yet your rationale limits it or restricts it by recognizing only linguistics and gender. So what I'm saying is we have to maintain the inclusivity of that word diversity. It's not just restricted to gender and linguistics. That's a point I'm making.
I think it's a fair point. So what if we take out the gender and linguistic and we say diversity is a legitimate public policy goal?
The pursuit of diversity.
Who said that? Can you use the mic because I cannot hear you from here? And give us your name, please.
Jose Hernandez, Cayman Islands. The pursuit of diversity.
Okay. How can you spell it for me?
P-U-R-S-U-I-T.
There?
No.
P-U-R. Pursuit of?
Of diversity, yes.
Of diversity, thank you. Our legit is a legitimate public policy goal, especially when it comes to global organization and strives to be inclusive. Would that work?
Correct. Pursuit. P-U-R-S-U-I-T.
To it. There? Thank you. Does it sound better? Okay, we are almost at the time. I take this out. So I will read again. Experience in the multicultural setting and understanding of the value and importance of the diversity for ICANN as a global coordinator of the domain and system. And the rationale is pursuit of diversity is a legitimate public policy goal, especially when it comes to a global organization that strives to be inclusive. We don't have much more time, so if you have any comment now. I see none. So I have the following proposal. I will clean the document, take out the comments and the edits. So I will share a clean version with the GAC and with the working group. And if we receive no comments in maybe 1 or 2 weeks, then maybe we can share with the full GAC and see if there are there is interest in endorsing this document and send it to the non-com. Does it sound a good way forward? Okay, I take silence as a yes. Thank you very much for being early morning in a Sunday with me in this session. It has been very constructive. I thank you very, very much for your suggestions, especially those friends that speak English better than me. And thank you to the translators that must have had a hard time with me talking and going back and forth with the text. Thank you very much. And let's break for some minutes, and then we have the other session about the geographic names working group. Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, I have to read a text to close the session. Wait, the formalities. The agenda item 8 GAC non-com working group session on Sunday 11 March is now adjourned. We will proceed with the next agenda item once the technical team gives me the signal to go ahead. Thank you very much.